Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The world's biggest cannabis company is coming to Australia. Canopy Growth Corporation's Spectrum Cannabis Australia will build a $16 million hub in Victoria that'll be its Asia-Pacific headquarters. It'll be the home of cultivation and production of high-quality medicinal cannabis. I caught up with Managing Director Ben Quinnan.
If you're familiar with the model that we've adopted in Canada, what we're looking to do is establish a medicinal cannabis business here in Australia, where we can actually do every aspect of the supply chain and the research and development element of that. So from an Australia standpoint, we'll be looking at everything from applying for a license to be a cultivation license through to manufacturing, production, and, you know, enabling us to do the research that's required to develop products that are suitable for the Australian market.
So that process to get a cultivating license and to get those other licenses that you need, what's that process like? How long will that take?
So there is a process that we'll need to go through, working very closely with the respective regulatory bodies in Australia. But, you know, our team have actually conducted some due diligence on what that process would look like. So we believe we will be sort of accelerating that movement once we've sort of finalised on the location that we have in Australia. And we'll look at that as from a cultivation standpoint. And then from there, we also need to be looking at how we establish a facility for extraction and encapsulation as well.
And I understand Victoria is at the centre of these plans, where you'll be looking to build a bit of a hub. What can you tell us about this establishment?
Yeah, I mean, you may have seen the announcement we made earlier on in the year with the Victorian government. You know, with Agriculture Victoria, with regards to research and development on that front. So we signed an MOU at that point. So we're starting off on the research and development aspect of the industry and working very closely with the Victorian government on that front. So Victorian government announced an industry plan at the start of this year, and that sort of tied in quite nicely into building out of that plan for, you know, the Australian market as a whole. So from our perspective, we will be establishing, our headquarters for the APAC region in Victoria. That will be formed of a number of facets, which will be anything from establishing our corporate side of our business through to the operations and the R&D side of the business as well. So over the course of over the next two to four years, we'll be putting in place some key personnel across the business, establishing the operations here in Australia, and then actually making ourselves available to make sure that we can help educate the practitioners and the pharmacists around what we're actually offering as part of the Spectrum brand of products. Because Spectrum, as you may be familiar with, is actually a suite of products that we actually have across the medicinal cannabis range that we offer. And we've actually established that through a colour coding method. So we've tried to simplify the understanding of the different products there. So we'll be introducing that shortly to the practitioners and the pharmacists and community groups as well, and working closely with government to sort of enable that sort of structure in place.
And the future, is it possible that the industry here, Australia could turn into a real export hub for medicinal cannabis?
Our focus at the moment is very much around Australia. So what we're looking at the moment is how do we make sure we can make our product accessible for the Australian domestic market? And if there was an opportunity that does arrive in other jurisdictions within the APAC region, we would definitely look at those opportunities at that point in time.
Spectrum Cannabis Australia Managing Director Ben Quinnan. Thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in touch, you can send me through an email. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great day.